Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Hi, this is Nubby calling from the Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center.
Oh, how you doing,
Hey, I was trying to see, was you able to get your bank account
Browser,
information?
yeah. Oh yeah,
Okay.
I wasn't gonna ask you call back. You said it.
Can you provide me with your social again?
420-498-0050.
Okay. Okay, and this was direct deposit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, you can go ahead with that routing number.
Routing number. Uh-oh. I'm just clicking stuff. One second. All right, my routing number is 0611006 06.
Okay, so that's 0611006 06.
Yes.
And your bank account number?
Is 0100777-8390.
Okay, so that's 0100777-8390.
Yes.
Okay.
I would have did it online, but it told me I had did it. It was like they encountered a problem or something and pulled the number up, so I just called the number.
Okay. And can you verify your mailing address?
It should be 28 Nomad Circle in Kinsey, Alabama.
28.
Nomad Circle.
Can you spell that?
NOMAD Circle.
Nomad Circle.
Yeah, Nomad Circle.
And it's in which city?
Kinsey.
Kinsey.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have your zip code?
36303.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, it's not.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, it hasn't changed in the past year.
And can you verify your telephone number?
334-796-4135.
Okay. So I'm gonna verify your mailing addresses to make sure I have it correct in the system. So there's 28 Nomad Circle, that's NOMAD Circle, Kinsey, Kinsey, Alabama, 360, okay, 36303, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine, baby. You
Okay, I'm
good.
just a little
Everybody
sleepy. Sorry.
has a long day. I understand
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
that. Okay.
Question number one. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bakery Exchange, Envirocare, Hotshot Couriers, Victory Travel, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Bessemer, Tuscaloosa, Jasper, or none of the above?
Building.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 114 Sedona Lane, 136 Park Road, 210 Union Avenue, 9108 Autumn Brook Way, or you never been associated with any of those addresses?
Sedona Lane.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
You say, did I have a notification that I had TRA certification?
Yeah, did you receive a notification in the mail that you have TRA certification? TRA is Trade Readjustment Allowance.
No.
Okay. And when was your last day of work?
I want to say it was the 1st of July.
So July 1st?
Yeah.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No, I do not.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Mm-hmm. 25 miles.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$1,350. I was
gonna say $1,350. Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your last job title?
Team member.
Okay. Okay, so what type of team member? Like, was it like for a restaurant or?
It was like a fast food company.
It was like what, Nala?
It was a fast food company.
Mm. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Oh, you talking about the fast food?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so give me a job title that you'll be seeking employment in. Or you would like to gain employment in.
Just put sanitation.
Sanitation. And do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Yes.
Okay, and can you give me the name of your last employer?
Asim Khan. A-S-I-M-K-H-A-N.
Okay, give me 1 second because I'm going to have to type that in because I don't see it.
I know you're good. Are you talking about the company or the name of my, like, employer?
The name of the company. You think I'm break?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Don't put fine. That down there. Just put Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still going to have to type it because I don't see it. They might be under that name. Let's see.
I forgot the company name. I don't really remember.
What was it located?
It was on the circle in Dothan. Give me 1 second. I can look at the address.
It's in the circle in Dothan.
Say it again for me.
No, I was repeating what you said. You said it's in the circle of Dothan.
Yeah, it's on the circle in Dothan.
Oh, I'm not that much familiar with Dothan.
Oh, yeah, no, you good, baby. Just give me a second to look at the address.
Okay.
It's 3131 Ross Clark Circle.
Ross Clark Circle, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to stay in Dothan, but that was when I was a little girl, so.
Oh, no. I'm trying to avoid these questions. You do sound, never mind, we're going to just keep it.
No, I don't sound familiar because I haven't stayed in Dothan since.
It wasn't nothing about familiar. Your voice is safe. That's what I was going to say. Since you over there trying to predict. But let's thank you. We're just going to keep it professional.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to have to type it in because they're not under another name.
Okay.
So.
It's a company phone. You want me to take it to
see if I can find out who's this?
No. Okay.
I can still take it to her. I have to put it on my even my laptop. Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess.
Ross Clark Circle.
Yeah, 3131 Ross Clark Circle.
Okay.
Trying to do it, take it out.
No, I was trying to see
what it was. Nothing. What's the zip code?
3631. Yeah, I'm gonna have to hit this up to the computer. I'm gonna look at it when I get to the house.
And their number is 334-793-5222?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, 334-793-5222. Do you remember your employment start date? What the?
I'm not gonna lie. No, man, I'm not done.
793-5222. Okay, my computer is acting slow. Okay, but can you like do an estimate or guess when your employment start date was? It don't have to be the exact date, but you know, I just have to put something on file.
Just say like February 26th.
Okay. of this year?
Yeah, of this year. I wasn't working there as long.
Okay, and your last day was July 1st, correct?
Yeah.
And Dothan, Alabama. Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day at work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, I don't have any of that.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And the reason you're no longer working?
I got fired.
Can you tell me, like, why you got fired?
Oh, like, why I got fired?
Mm-hmm. Well, don't tell me, like, sum it up. Was it, like, misconduct?
A disagreement. It was most definitely a disagreement.
Okay.
It was a disagreement of sorts. I mean, as you can tell, I know how to conduct myself. So,
dude, come on. You sound very intelligent.
No, I'm slow.
Okay, so I'm trying to see because it give us options, but you say it was because of a disagreement. Okay, so the options we have is misconduct, dishonest or criminal act. I know it ain't that. Well, I hope it's not that. A positive drug test, refuse to submit or cooperate with the drug test, falsifying records, tardiness, absentee, absent without notice to employer, insubordination.
Misconduct. Okay. Sounding like the SEO.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know the name of the person who fired you?
The name. You can just use a sim con. Just use a sim con on that.
Okay.
Spell his name.
Okay, now, what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Is it multiple choice or open ended?
No, it's something I have to type. Whatever you tell me, I have to type it.
Okay, yes, sir. I think so. All right, a disagreement with a manager that led to me getting fired. Yes. Okay, nice little It isn't like a particular word count I need to do, is it? Or is it just like I could say something and that's the end of it?
Hold on. It's like 100 words.
Oh, I don't have to use that, but it's 100 word maximum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can use that. Disagreement with my manager.
Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
What's the allegation?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of allegation was it.
I'm saying whatever happened between you and your manager, the reason why you was fired was that the reason you was fired?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, any prior warning for same or similar act?
No, it was more like an on-the-spot type of thing. It had never happened before.
Okay. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Like I said, it was more of like instant termination. That's what we can call it.
That's what you want me to put?
Yeah, you can put instant termination. So it wasn't really like a, it wasn't like a something led up to it, or it was the final straw of this. It was just
no,
like
what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge? Like,
oh.
Did you try to talk to him about getting your job back, or when he fired
well,
you left?
Man, like, yeah, we had a conversation. Let's put it like simply. He told me I wasn't fired, but I wasn't on the schedule. But I was told I was fired that day and hadn't been back to work since. When I had talked and tried to come up there, and he wasn't up there. And then we talked over the phone, and then we talked through text. And the last text I got, I wasn't fired. But when I went up there to check my schedule, I wasn't on the schedule. See, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a complicated situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens when you deal with a disorganized organization.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check?
Oh, yeah. They can take that to federal banks. Yep.
All right, then.
Yeah, a little 10%. I mean, whatever I get, I mean, I'm just claiming unemployment because, you know, how they did me dirty. So
right.
I'll claim my unemployment off.
Okay, and if you have a pen and a piece of paper, I could provide you with your 4-digit pen.
All right, what's the 4-digit pen? I can remember it.
It's 5098.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Yeah, because it's the last 2 digits of your social and the last 2 digits of your birth year.
My birth year should be 99.
Hmm.
Five zero nine eight.
So the last 2 digits of your social is 50, right?
Yes.
And you were born 1998, correct?
I was born 1999.
Hold up, cause uh-uh. Hold on, let me go all the way back. Hold on. Cause uh-uh.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
You born 1990. What?
99. It's just
okay, so I have
2099.
No, it's 0/01/2098, but I could change it to 99.
Okay, yeah. That ain't right.
Okay.
That'll be me falsifying documents right there.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Cause I was gonna say, huh?
I think you did say, huh?
Yeah. That was because you had confused me, and I'm like, hold on, let me go back. Let me go back.
Go ahead, go ahead. We can take it back.
Okay, so it's 50.99. I'm sorry.
Okay, 50.99.
Okay, so now I'm going to read the closing statements. Have you did unemployment before?
Yeah, but it was like a while ago.
Okay. So I'm gonna read this.
I didn't do it over the phone either, so.
Oh, you did it online?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna read the closing statements, and if you have any questions, the closing statements may answer some of the questions that you have, but if it doesn't, I can always answer your question.
Okay.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So when I have to make these phone calls, is it gonna be like your building, your department or whatever?
No, sir. The number you have to call each week, that number has nothing to do with our department. This is the claims department. The only thing we do is file and reopen claims and send them off to the inquiry department, and you will hear back from unemployment through the inquiry department. They'll send a letter or they'll even give you a phone call. But no. You can always call back like if you have any questions, or you go online to your claimant portal and you see something that says you have pending issues or anything like that, you can always call the claims line back, this number. But I'm not sure if you will I'm not sure it'll be me. You know, that's more.
That's more or less my question. I already know you know what I'm talking about. We got a professor and stuff out the way. That's it. We cross the finish line, baby.
You're right.
But I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna leave you there.
Okay.
I wish I could get to this bag on me and record the line stuff. I'll leave. I might call the claims office again. Mm. Just for no reason. What's your name again, baby?
I'll let you know. But
let me know.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, I will. You have a blessing too.
You too.